Hi, this is Simon Fowlish from Motion Killer Scene, and you're listening to the Rewind Podcast.
Hi, you're listening to the Rewind Podcast, and this is show number 10, which I think might be one of the best yet, as we've got some music from some great bands like Luke Rayfield, Take Cover, Sharp Knees, and Jenny Beck, as well as an interview with the lead singer of a band that at one time was the biggest in the UK. I'm of course talking about the awesome Motion Killer Scene. And what have I been up to in the last 2 weeks? Well, I got married, yay, to my beautiful, long-suffering girlfriend. And thanks to everyone who has got in contact with me congratulating us, it's been much appreciated. Now, the website, www.therewindpodcast.com, has been getting a bit neglected by me lately, but I promise from now on there will be regular updates on it. The news section will be coming down, and now all the news will be found on the main page of the site where everyone can see it. There will also be a new link directing you to all the shows to save you trawling through the blog to find them. I mean, you can still do that if you want, it's up to you. Also, you can now find the show on Facebook, Pure Volume, MySpace and Twitter if you so choose. And please feel free to send your music to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. Now, today's first artist is from right here in the UK and is quite simply a musical genius. The first time I heard this artist, I was totally blown away by him, and in my opinion, he's written some of the best songs I've ever heard. Who am I talking about? Well, his name is Luke Rayfield, he's 22, and has already released 3 full-length albums on his own record label, Got Got Need Records. He has played over 550 gigs in 11 countries around the world, including Russia and China. He's recorded live sessions for Radio 1 and XFM, and has entered the top 5 in the UK Indie Singles Chart with his debut single, If You Haven't Got Anything to Say. If that isn't enough, he also produces, arranges and writes songs for various other artists, which isn't a bad thing for a guy of 22. Now, Luke's music is a piano-led pop-rock punk infusion that has been likened to the sounds of Ben Folds, Queen and Paramore. But in my opinion, Luke's music stands tall on its own, with some infectiously catchy songs and riffs that will stick in your head like glue. If you want to find out more about Luke for yourself, then head over to www.lukeleafield.com. But for now, this is Luke Rayfield with a fantastic track off the new album called Have You Got Heart?
Here's my expectations, I'll blow them all away. I'm sick of mediocrity and playing stupid games. You're all liars, you're all fakes, and it's more than I can take. Pack your bags, we're gonna find somewhere new. I'm bored of getting drunk now, it only took a year. Kissing indie girls in dingy clubs was never a smart idea. University has taught me nothing that I couldn't read on Wikipedia. I'm feeling like it's nearly time to go. Have you got heart? Have you got soul? Have you got anything at all? Do you know passion? Do you know pain? Have you got the courage to try again? Are you in it for the money? Are you in it for the love? Do you know what you're dreaming of? 'Cause the end is getting nearer every day. Looks mean more than talent, and talent's getting scarce. My friends are still starving, we're looking worse for wear. And if justice will prevail, we'll go on and do it now. 'Cause I'm scared we're gonna give up the fight. Have you got heart? Have you got soul? Have you got anything at all? Do you know passion? Do you know pain? Have you got the courage to try again? Are you in it for the money? Are you in it for the love? Do you know what you're dreaming of? 'Cause the end is getting nearer every day.
We'll be right back.
Have you got anything at all?
Yeah,
do you know passion? Do you know pain? Have you got the courage to try again? Are you in it for the money? Are you in it for the love? Do you know what you're dreaming of? 'Cause the end is getting nearer every day. Have you got heart? Have you got soul? Have you got anything at all? Do you know passion? Do you know pain? Have you got the courage to try again? Are you in it for the money? Are you in it for the love? Do you know what you're dreaming of? 'Cause the end is getting nearer every day.
This next band are called Sharp Knees. They're Sam on vocals and guitar, Shane on bass, Jack on keys, and Peter on drums. They come from Nottingham in England and are quite possibly one of the hottest unsigned acts in the UK at the moment. And it's no surprise to see why, as these guys are absolutely amazing. They write crazily upbeat songs that are full of energy and fun, and they have a musical ability as a band that is astounding. In fact, let me take a quick quote from their website. We are Sharp Knees, an indie pop quartet based in Nottingham in England. We're not ashamed of being a pop band. There's nothing wrong with a catchy tune or hook that gets stuck in your head all day. We're not pretending to be something that we're not. We are who we are and we make what we make. We hope that you enjoy what you hear. And enjoy what you hear, you most definitely will, I guarantee it. Sharp Knees are definitely a band you've got to see live, as all their songs are crowd pleasers, with verses that will build you up to monumental choruses. Please, please go and check out this band and download their debut album for free, which is called Certain Rules. You can find them at myspace.com/sharpknees. Now this is Sharp Knees with the song Certain Rules.
Never ever hold my hand.
I just want to interrupt for a second to say that today's show has been recorded on Olympus LS11, which is an amazing piece of kit. It's an audio digital recorder from the company Olympus, and if you want to go and check them out for yourself or even buy one, head over to www.olympus.co.uk. Now, this band are called Take Cover. They're from Minneapolis and are Ryan Wickard on vocals, Chad Marcel on bass, Odin Holmes and Brady Trudeau on guitars, and Derek Johnson on drums. Now, Take Cover are a superbly impressive punk pop band whose songs are designed to get your adrenaline rushing through your veins at breakneck speed, your heart pumping out of your chest, and your voice go hoarse as you sing along to each and every one of the phenomenal tracks. The Take Cover are unbelievably good, with some of the hottest guitar riffs and out of control drumming skills I've ever heard by a band. It's hard to believe these guys are still unsigned. Now, Take Cover are on tour soon, so head over to the website at myspace.com/takecoverofficial to see if they're playing near you and to check out some more of their music. For now, this is Take Cover with the mind-blowing track, Escape Artist.
So wake up, not the only one, looking for yourself, looking for yourself, girl, you know I gotta run, hate to leave this way, but you know that I am trying, I'm an escape artist and I can't get away from it,
does it hurt when I say it, does it,
I'm an escape artist and I can't get away from it, no, no one can catch me, she always said that I was the one she could count on, she could count on me, but my head's no good with numbers and unreliable, so I run, run from the ways I used to know,
does it hurt when I say it,
so I run, run from the ways I used to know, I am trying, I am trying, I'm an escape artist and I can't get away from it,
does it hurt when I say it, does it,
I'm an escape artist and I can't get away from it, no one can catch me, she always said that I was the one she could count on, she could count on me, but my head's no good with numbers and unreliable, I'm an escape artist and I can't get away from it, no, I'm an escape artist and I can't get away from it.
Now it's time for Rewind's Guide to Becoming a Rock Star. Step 10, Stage Presence. Now, stage presence is a massive part of a band's live performance. Now, I've been to a lot of gigs full of unsigned acts, but to be honest with you, a lot of these gigs can be a bit stale, as each of the acts all seem to be the same. They come out on stage, look a bit glum, stand still, and play their songs as if they really don't want to be there, and then get off. The bands that do get noticed are the ones who take control of the stage, interact with the audience and have fun. Take a look at artists like Slipknot, Fall Out Boy and Elton John, which might be a bit of a strange collection, but whether they like these acts or not, it can't be argued that they definitely put on a show. Now, what can you do to stand out from the rest? Number 1. Act confident, even if you're not. And don't stand still, try walking about the stage a bit. Talk and interact to the audience. Teach them your chorus and get them to sing along, or get them to clap along to the beat of the song. Number two, don't be afraid. If it looks like you're having fun, then so will the audience. So smile. And if your style of music permits it, jump around the stage, go nuts and enjoy it. That goes for all the band members. Number three, have a gimmick. This maybe isn't for everyone, but sometimes having a gimmick works. For instance, look at the Beatles, they all wore suits. Slipknot all wear masks and jumpsuits. And Bono wear sunglasses. It's up to you whether you have a gimmick or not, but if you do, sometimes it can work. Give it your all. The audience can tell if you're bored or your heart isn't in it. So for every gig, whether it's to 10,000 fans or just 10, give it your all. Give them the best show they possibly can. Play your heart out and the people will notice you. Now get on that stage, take control, go nuts, have fun and smile. Now this next artist is a brilliant Swedish singer-songwriter called Jenny Beck. And to quote from her website, Jenny Beck is a singer-songwriter with her own sound. Her lyrics tell stories that captivate the listener and everyone can relate to. Stories about life, love, relationships, nature and friendship. She captivates her audience with her honesty, personality, warmth and voice. There is a song for every mood on all of her albums, and live she gives an intimate performance and lets the audience in on the stories and secrets behind the songs. Now, Jenny's sound can't really be labelled, as it's a mix of pop, rock, folk, blues and even country. And having this talent to sing and write songs in different styles keeps her music fresh and interesting for us, the listener. Now, every one of Jenny's songs are written from the heart, and for those 3 or 4 minutes, you get to travel into her thoughts and experience a little glimpse of her story. Now, Jenny is a hugely talented singer-songwriter, and to hear more of her music, why not head over to www.jennybeck.co.uk. Now, here is Jenny with her great song, Out of Reach.
Tonight got out of control. You're out of my reach. It's not me, I'm not myself. Things got out of hand, and it hurts to breathe. It hurts to cry. And now I see what it feels like when love dies. So I'm taking these pills for the heart that you're breaking, just to forget the pain and mistakes that I'm making. No more tears left to cry, no more left to reach. You're out of reach to me. Tomorrow comes about, and I am losing count of the hours that I spent just wondering what went wrong.
Just to forget the pain and mistakes that
Now, today's interview is with Simon Fowler, who is from one of Britain's biggest and best-loved bands, Ocean Colour Scene. Now, Ocean Colour Scene are to release an anniversary box set, which we'll have more information on soon, and are about to embark on a UK tour. So head over to their website at www.oceancolourscene.com to find out all the latest information. Until then, here is Simon Fowler from Ocean Colour Scene. So welcome to the show, Simon. How are you doing?
Thank you very much. We're doing all right. We just scraped by the skin of our teeth in the football, so I'm happy.
So what was the score again?
1-0.
I didn't hear you singing that over and over again.
No, I don't think I did.
Fair enough. Now, Ocean Colour Scene, without a doubt, is one of the sort of biggest, most iconic bands in the UK. You've played to thousands of fans at some of the biggest venues with some of the best artists. You've had, you know, number one singles, top 10 albums. And I believe this year's your 21st year, 21 years together.
Yeah.
So what's it like being playing Ocean Colour Scene for 21 years?
It's sort of our life, really. Mm-hmm. It's sort of been our life as adults, you know. That's a really difficult question to answer, but it's been 101 things.
Yeah.
And everything,
Well, what's been the highlights? Like, you know, obviously you get a lot.
Stirling Castle was pretty good. 3 nights at Stirling Castle, that was good. Nebworth was good. Albert Hall, first time we played at the Albert Hall on our own steam. That was nice. Number one album.
Yeah, but that's definitely a big one.
Yeah, it's good fun to, you know, knock Oasis off number one as well. Yeah.
And they're also a great band, you know. A big
fan.
They're
our mates, you know. Noel sent us a plaque. It was congratulations to the second best band in Britain.
Sounds right. Best thing I remember is TFI Friday. You're playing 100 Mile High City, and then you ended up playing it two times in a row just because I think the crowd was going that wild.
Did we?
Yeah, that was just an amazing experience.
Right. Well, it was, I mean, Chris was instrumental in breaking the band, almost single-handedly.
Yeah.
We got a lot of support, you know, from Paul Weller over the years, but it was Chris Evans who took the band to the public.
In his day, he was great. He always had some of the best bands on that show. It's a shame it's over. Now, 21 years together, and, you know, in general, you're all still together. What's the secret behind that? Most bands last about 5 years and just fizzle out.
I think it's been friends. I think that, you know, people ask me that all the time, and I wouldn't say, yes, we have been friends, and I guess the other thing is that we became successful. I mean, if we'd have been scrubbing around for 20 years, I don't know what would have happened.
Becoming
successful made it a real thing for us, but we'd sort of always had that in mind anyway. We'd been together for 7 years before that happened. We'd worked with Jimmy Miller, the old Rolling Stones producer. We were the next big thing, we were.
It worked out as well. You were
it took three years to make an album, and by the time the album came out, no one was listening to the Stone Roses anymore. Everyone was listening to Nirvana, so we were sort of put on the back burner.
So in the 21 years, it's been a huge career, like an amazing career. What's your favourite song?
It changes. I mean, Don't Call the Train is quite nice because he bought me my house, How about the best answer would be the next one I write?
Well, I was actually going to talk about songwriting. I was going to say, how do you keep that fresh, the songwriting? Like, that's a long time to be writing songs.
When I was a kid, I used to write every day. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of the sort of like be all and end all, really. Mm-hmm. And then you grow up, other things become important in your life as well.
Yeah. So, but how do you keep it? You know, how do you keep coming up with ideas?
I just do it exactly the same way as I always have, which is just sit with an acoustic guitar in front of a tape player, press pause, play and record. Mm-hmm. You know, the old tape, all the cassettes, and go. You know, and just go with what happens. Yeah. And sometimes it's 20 minutes of noodling, and sometimes it's just like, where did that come from?
Yeah. Which is probably the best songs. The quicker ones are probably there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Now,
As
I said, it's your 21 year anniversary, and I've been told you're releasing a box set to commemorate that.
Yeah, apparently we are. Yeah.
What's the fans going to get in this box set? Are you allowed to say it? Or?
To be honest, I've no idea. It's going to be loads, dozens of songs. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard. I'm not totally up to speed with what's happening with it. Yeah, someone else will know.
Yeah, now, you guys are also going to be touring at the end of the year as a band, Ocean Colour Scene.
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing Glasgow.
That's
on
right,
the
yeah.
5th and 6th of October. Are you looking forward to like the whole tour, getting back with the band?
Yeah, I mean, Glasgow in particular is always great. I don't know where we're playing in Glasgow.
I think it's the
Was it the Academy?
Royal Concert Hall and the O2.
Right, well, we opened the Academy.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, we did, yeah. And the Royal Concert Hall is, I think, probably where we played maybe our best ever gig, which is an acoustic gig.
Right.
What I couldn't believe, because I'd play the concert hall with John McCusker and Kate Rusby as part of the Celtic Connections.
Right.
And I was just thinking, you know, our fans normally don't sit down in Glasgow.
Yeah, usually standing up and
throwing beer. I was just thinking, what are we going to do? What are we going to get sued? And they acted like gentlemen.
They did
under the auspices of the beautiful venue and us playing an acoustic gig. They behaved really well.
I think the O2 Academy will be different. I think that'll be a standing up, you know, going wild.
It's
great as well.
Yeah.
So do you still enjoy the live, you know, with the band, the live gigs?
Yeah.
Is it still as good as it was when you first started?
Yeah, I think that when you start a band, you don't really start a band to make records. Mm-hmm. As strange as that
might sound. Just hang out with your friends.
Play at the local pub and impress your mates.
Right.
So it's always been part, you know, the first thing that you do, you think about really when you start a band is playing live. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, and particularly in Scotland, we've had a charmed existence where you're doing that.
Yeah, it's good for gigs here, it really is.
It's the best.
What's the plans for the future for yourself and Ocean Colour Scene?
Well, we'll do the tour in the autumn and then we get parole.
Right. Get to go on holiday.
We get parole after 21 years inside, yeah. I don't know, to be honest. I mean, to get together and start writing a new album, I guess.
Non-stop. So, what do you guys do? Like, what do you do in your days off? You know, when you're not doing music, what do you like kind of doing?
As little as possible.
Watching telly.
Yeah, walk the dog and go to the pub.
Sounds pretty good.
Very, very quiet and understated sort of country life.
So it's not as rock and roll as everyone thinks then, no?
Not anymore, no.
So just to sort of wrap things up, do you have any tips for unsigned bands out there that are trying to make it?
Get a lawyer.
Yeah, get a lawyer.
And write as much as you can. That would be that's something that I should have imagined everyone should have probably written more. But try not as much as you can. I think Andy Warhol used to say to Lou Reed when they're in the Velvet Underground, you know, Reed say, "I've written 3 songs today," and Andy would say, "Why haven't you written 4?" And there's a point, you know, there's a truth to that.
Yeah.
Get a lawyer. Write as much as you can.
I've asked quite a lot.
And don't worry about major record labels either, I don't think. I'm not sure quite how long their days are numbered.
I've been working with a lot of unsigned bands, and some are bigger than some of the bands out there, and they're not signed. You know, some of these folk have like hundreds of thousands of fans, and they're doing really well, and they're not interested in any major label. So you're quite right. But the legal aspect, what's that about? Why should they get a lawyer?
Things can go wrong and always do.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. Enough said. Well, listen, thanks very much for your time.
That's a pleasure.
Usually at this point in the show, we play a track from the band we've just interviewed. But due to legal reasons and licensing, and the fact that I actually forgot to ask the band if I could play a track, we won't be doing that. But we will hopefully be playing one of their tracks in a future show. Now, I hope you enjoyed today's show, because I certainly did. On next week's show, we'll have music from Crash Coordinates, Derek Jordan, and the season premiere, as well as an interview and music from the guys from Follow Your Hero. If you want to keep up to date with the podcast, you can visit us at www.therewindpodcast.com or search for us on iTunes. And if you want to contact the show with comments, suggestions, or your music, send an email to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. Have a great fortnight, and thanks for listening.